report does mention that 19% of the NFTA's assets are not in a good state of repair. But according to the Federal Transit Administration, more than 40% of the nation's buses and transit assets are not in a state of good repair. So us being at 19 is 21% better than the average. You know what that's basically centers around is because over the many, many years, transit agencies have been getting a short shift with regard to funding. And if you don't have the funds to continually buy new rolling stock, new inventory, you can't get there. Because as I think you know, I know you're an astute rider and user of transit, basically 27 or 26% of the revenue that we get comes from our customers. So you have to go out and get the difference, federal, state, and so on and so forth. So that in and of itself is problematic because it presents a tremendous challenge for transit agencies nationwide in being able to fund their capital projects. And therein lies the real problem.
And I did ask the spokesman about that, and of course he was not able to opine on things of funding issues in that respect. But he did say that, you know, when times are tight, agencies need to, quote, prioritize and have plans and also document how those decisions are being made. Do you think there was any deficiency in those areas?
Let me say that on an annual basis, all of our assets are looked at, each and every item is looked at on an annual basis and then prioritized. Where we did run into a bit of a contention, if you will, with regard to our staff and the auditors was they were having a bit of a problem going through our documentation. So that being said, we will gladly take their recommendation going forward and work towards making a clearer document that they will have an easier time understanding going forward.
The audit talks about how if assets aren't properly maintained, there could be excess operating expenses, there could be reliability issues as it relates to service. Do you feel that the NFTA stewardship of these assets has either caused excess expenses or hurt reliability?
No, I don't think that's the case, especially with regard to safety. Safety is our number one priority. And we look, as I said, on an annual basis, and even during the course of the year, all of our assets are looked at and are considered, any of them, if they're considered to be a safety issue, they are given top priority in our capital budget process going forward. So we work extremely hard and extremely diligently to make sure that we're prioritizing our assets in a way that in no way, shape, or form jeopardizes the safety or the reliability of the inventory that we have servicing our customers.